Mars has spent 40 days and 40 nights in Scorpio. Today, it reaches the final degree, 29, the aneritic point. This is the edge before Mars crosses into Sagittarius tomorrow. Both the Sun in Scorpio and the Moon in Aries answers to Mars. Everything today moves through that one charge point of transition. Mars trines Neptune, retrograde in Pisces, both at 29 degrees, a rare spiritual current where action meets surrender. You may feel tired, uninspired, uncertain. That's part of the process. Don't push. Rest opens the channel. Inspired action follows sacred rest. Venus in Libra squares exalted Jupiter in Cancer. Love, money, and creative indulgence are highlighted. There's generosity here, but also the temptation to overdo it. Jupiter has the upper hand, so even excess can lead to growth if you stay mindful. Let what's real be beautiful, not just what's beautiful be real. Something born of this tension has long-term creative power. The Sun in Scorpio's middle decan intensifies the transformation, where honesty burns away pretense and the soul begins to regenerate. You're not losing control, you're claiming authenticity. This decan asks, what part of your emotional history needs reinterpretation through compassion rather than fear? It's a potent time for ancestral healing and shadow work. The Moon in Aries stirs restlessness. It can't see the Sun or Mars, so energy feels scattered. You may feel irritable without clear cause, or simply off. You're between the worlds. Handle obligations first, then move your body. Walk, lift, dance, release. Motion should serve release, not reaction. Meanwhile, Saturn's trine to Jupiter forms a stable ground beneath all this change. Mars moves through Saturn's bounds, adding discipline to desire. This is a time of hard-earned rewards, particularly in professional life. Today isn't for forcing outcomes. It's acknowledging how far you've come, letting old effort exhale, and preparing for the new fire Mars will spark once it enters Sagittarius. The warrior rests, not in defeat, but in devotion, ready to rise again with purpose. Have faith that all will be well. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. If you want to show your appreciation, send your boy a tip. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.